WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Well, welcome to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. This program, I like to talk about things that and expose corruption and expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those that know me, know income tax is one of my main issues, as it destroys Americans' desire to work, to be successful, to work overtime. You know, I want to eliminate the income tax for everyone. Now, if you've been noticing, the IRS has been closed here for several weeks, over a month, and I thought it was terrific. It was like a dream come true. And I noticed no difference. And I'm sure they're excited to see that they are non-essential personnel as well. But anyway, the federal government only has 17 powers under the Constitution. When I talk about the law, I'm talking about the U.S. Constitution. That is where all of the wonderful things in this country came from. That Constitution is unlike any other country. And it's not being taught in the schools today. If the law were followed, if the Constitution were followed, we would probably not even need 10% of our current budget that they're fighting over. Imagine that. The average American could buy a new car cash probably in a year, maybe two. And what would that do for the economy? You know, another 100 million cars sold or so. Anyway, I'm also a member of Truth Attack Coalition. You can go to truth-attack.com, get some information on the income tax there as well. And I think you'll be very impressed. There's an Innocent Revealed video on there with five attorneys and an IRS agent, criminal investigating agent, showing that the average American is not even required to file an income tax return. Now, if you're about to file and you're doing your records right now, you owe it to yourself to visit truth-attack.com. Watch that video. It's absolutely free. And, you know, maybe get a new perspective on the income tax. And when you're done with that and you have more questions, you can give me a call here at Free Enterprise Society. Our number's up on the website or email. Now, we're going to talk about subjects more than income tax today, but it's all related to a government that is running amok and running out of control. And we're going to talk today about with Tom DeWeese. He's the president of the American Policy Center over on the West Coast near Washington, D.C., which is a privately funded educational foundation, which I really like. He does not take government money that I know of, and he definitely likes to speak out against government corruption. He is also has a newspaper and a newsletter, and has a lot of success on helping people with personal individual rights of their property ownership. One of the keys to being a free country is we have to have property ownership. We got to have a house or a piece of property that we can own, and no one can take it away from us. Well, that's changing. The government's taking away these homes at an alarming rate by passing regulations and things that are totally ridiculous. But Tom's been fighting this for 40 years. He's having a lot of success, and I like to have him on here. And welcome, Tom. It's a pleasure to have you join me again.
Hey, Steve. Thanks. Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, you're one of the old-time freedom fighters, and, you know, and I met you years ago, and you were born in my own home state of Ohio. That must be a good state for freedom lovers.
I was, yeah. I didn't know you were from Ohio. I didn't know that.
Yeah, born in Lima, Ohio.
Really? I'm from Newark, Ohio.
So. Okay, well, I've been there. Yeah, they're mostly a Republican state. It used to be, but Republicans aren't necessarily constitutionalists either. So,
no, just had a governor that used to be a friend of mine, and I have just looked at him very puzzled over the last several years, things that he has done and come up with, and I keep thinking, what happened to the guy I knew?
Mr. DeWine?
No, Kasich.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of like Kasich when I saw him on the debates and stuff, and then he just kind of turned weird.
Yeah, well, I knew him as a very dedicated conservative. We worked on the Reagan campaign together, and you know, all of a sudden he got in leadership in Congress, and I don't know what they feed them there, or if it is the water from the Potomac, but something strange happens when that happens, and he certainly took a drink.
Well, you're having some success, and I'm excited to see that, and I wanted to have you on the program and talk some about it. I mean, there's an insanity going out here with the media. I mean, some of these people like that, Cortez in New York, I mean, there's nothing up there. The head is like it's just an empty head. She supposedly has a degree in economics. I don't know from where. What's? It's not economics at work.
Well, it's the indictment of the education system, obviously, in full view. You know, you can get a degree doing anything in school without ever having to study apparently a single word. And there's lots of people coming out of college with that same gap in knowledge.
Well, you know, we're going to have to overcome that. The same thing happened in California. Governor Newsom, the new elect, I mean, he's got all the right degrees and stuff, but he has no practical knowledge whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, you know, when these companies make it a rule that they only hire you if you have a degree, what they've really done is weakened and cheapened the degrees. And people are going to school just to get that. It's like another ticket to get a job. And, you know, they're not there to actually learn anything. It's just they have to have that to get a job. And I think that's a very sorry thing. And I know an awful lot of people who do not have college degrees that can outthink about anybody who comes out of even Harvard these days. And it's, you know, it's a real shame that that's what's happening to our education system.
Well, that's something that has to be worked on, but that's not what we're talking about today.
Always
for now, anyway. You've been doing some phenomenal work on private property rights because they're using every excuse in the book. The federal government, state governments, using the environment primarily as excuses to take away use of private property and development issues and all kinds of things. So, So let's get into it.
Well, you know, we've talked many times since I've been on your show. We've talked about Agenda 21 and sustainable development. And, you know, as we talk about this, people say, what is Agenda 21? A lot of people haven't heard about it. And when they introduced it, they said, as they introduced it, that this was a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. And you think about what that means. It means every single aspect of our lives will be changed. They have attacked our free market system. They have attacked our system of government, our representative system of government. And they are attacking private property ownership, private property rights. Private property ownership is the means for the average person to build their own personal wealth. It's a means to be independent. It's actually the only real way to eradicate poverty. But everything that they are presenting is redistribution of wealth and you know, social justice. And social justice is basically a little kid, you know, 12-year-old kid in a pet shop saying, "Let the little animals out, you know, please." It doesn't have anything to do with reality. But anyway, as these communities are using these sustainable development programs, they are taking grants from the federal government, particularly from HUD, EPA, the Department of Transportation, and all of a sudden we are seeing a real attack on single-family homes. Minneapolis, Minnesota, is getting ready to pass legislation that will do away with zoning protection for single-family homes. And the reason that they are that they're doing this is absolutely astounding. The mayor of Minneapolis said single-family home zoning was devised as a legal way to keep black Americans and other minorities from moving into certain neighborhoods, and it still functions as an effective barrier today. Abolishing restrictive zoning, it was part of a general consensus that the city ought to begin to mend the damage wrought in pursuit of segregation. In other words, they're saying that people who own single-family homes are personally segregating themselves from regular society. And, you know, so there's Minneapolis doing it. It's racist now to own a single-family home.
And it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, this. But see, any excuse, any emotion that they can bring out in this, this is the social justice and the redistribution of wealth of what they're doing. Because they need to, as they're putting these smart growth programs together, every city has a plan called smart growth. And what that means and what it leads to is these stack and pack high-rise communities where every, you know, what they do with smart growth is they put a line around the city and they say there's not going to be any growth outside of this because that's urban sprawl. Everything's going to be right here in the center, and it's going to be walkable communities. You can walk to work, you can ride your bike here and there, and everybody just have a big group hug in the middle of town because we're all right there together. And we're going to get rid of cars, all those traffic jams, everything. We're going to get rid of all that. We're going to have public transportation. This is where all these programs are leading. Well, when you put that line around the city and the population does grow, even though the city can't grow out, then you've got a problem. All of a sudden, you've got a, you know, the as the population grows, you've got a density problem. So now they have to get rid of single-family homes. There's no room for you to have that yard, garage, and all that, because we're going to build apartment houses there. And this is, and so the excuse they've come up with to take your land, to put these programs in place, is it's racist.
So. Well, now, who was it went into HUD here? Dr. Carson?
Yeah.
And we kind of had high hopes for him in that area to undo some of those things. I haven't been able to follow up on that. So what? I'm sure you kind of been watching him.
Sure. Yeah. Part of the problem is 90% of his employees are still holdovers from the previous administration, and he's having a very difficult time getting something done.
Is it because they really can't fire anybody? I would like to see, you know, Trump's good at firing people. He should really march out the entire administration, the FBI, Justice Department, and just take new applications.
Well, they have passed regulations that say they can't just wholesale fire employees. And so that's been a problem. And it is really the reason why he is under siege in so many different directions, the FBI and so forth, because he can't just flat out, he can fire some of the leaders, but he can't fire a lot of the employees.
And they're doing such a great job, you know. And that's what I've been hearing, and I don't really buy that. I mean, I've been in the tax area for 30 years, and I've seen some of the same tactics they're using now against the president, against average Americans. I mean, intimidation, having, you know, armed people around. I mean, it's just idiotic to me. It's like communism.
And it is the HUD grants. There's particularly a program called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing that literally forces the community to do all kinds of reports on, you know, how the community is made up, the number, you know, the numbers of people with certain races, certain levels of income, certain religions, national origin, that sort of thing, and then they have to be in compliance with the grant. In other words, they have to have certain numbers of each of these kinds of levels. And every 5 years, the community has to do this kind of research. And what they are coming up with is Section 8 public housing needs to be moved into upscale neighborhoods and single-family neighborhoods in order for fairness. This is what we have to do. These are the edicts that are coming down from this. And in Baltimore, the NAACP filed a lawsuit saying that all Section 8 housing in the same area creates ghettos. So we need to have these Section 8 houses built in these upscale neighborhoods for fairness. They won the lawsuit, and now HUD is using that as an example to file lawsuits in other communities. And the other thing that came out of that lawsuit was that landlords are no longer allowed to ask potential tenants if they can afford the rent or not. And that's another part of this. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to listen to that. I mean,
Well, they're being forced to.
Well, what are they going to? They can't do a credit check or anything like that, huh?
They aren't allowed. That's racist to ask that kind of a question. And now we've got what we have are these communities.
There's the music. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut off here for a little bit. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Tom DeWeese, president of the American Policy Center. We're discussing property rights. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees? Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make to pay for. Constitution. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in the grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious!
Oh, who can be a failure?
Who can be a failure?
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
And instead of getting fired, hey, we'll give ourselves a raise. The government.
To freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Determination. Pass it on.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car, and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Tech Hour. This program is sponsored. I'm Steve Hemling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. We're aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to comment on Liberty Works. You know, if you like this program or others, you really need to help out because this is a listener-supported network. And I believe it's going to be the mainstream media of tomorrow. There's more and more people listening to networks like this than listening to some of those stupid programs that you used to watch on TV, CNN and stuff. I just can't believe some of the things I'm hearing there about the shutdown and all these things. I mean, they're just... I used to think some of those people were smart, but they're not. You got to get onto Liberty Works Radio Network. Anyway, you can go to lwrn.net. You can leave a one-time donation or even set up monthly donations, $5 or $10 or $50 a month or more, and that'll help keep this on the air. We're back with my guest now, and we have a call-in number for you. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You can call in with questions or comments from my guest. We're back with my guest, Tom DeWeese. He's the president of the American Policy Center. They deal mostly with property rights and Agenda 21. And, you know, we were talking about some things before break. Now, Dr. Carson, you know, I thought about that at break. I would prefer an honest person over a knowledgeable person who's corrupt. So, I mean, I think it's a step in the right direction.
Oh, I agree. And he has said some very good things about that, you know, government shouldn't be involved in these programs. And this AFFH program I just mentioned, he is doing what he can trying to get rid of that. He did come up with a solution for it, and he set it up for like a 60-day comment period, which I think is just ending. And we actually supplied like 1,000 comments on it, all against. And, you know, we're hoping that they will begin to roll that back. But he's under massive pressure. There are so many of these non-governmental organizations that are pushing these kind of programs. They're terrified of him. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to neutralize him and keep him from moving forward. And as I said, 90% of the employees that are still there are holdovers. And I have a couple of contacts that are in there. And to talk to me, they have to leave the building and go out on their cell phone and call me. It's that serious. They can't talk about these programs out loud in front of people that will get around. And even though Trump and, you know, Carson is the secretary and Trump's the president, they're still there. And this is the atmosphere inside not only that agency, but probably all of them.
It seems like when Obama was president, he got rid of a lot of people, seems like to me.
Yeah. They seem to have another way of doing things.
I think it is quite serious. And then we talked about the educational earlier. I mean, these universities have been teaching anti-Americanism for some time. I mean, it seems like something should be done about this. And the news media just flat out making lies, and they bring it back, take it back the next day over and over again. So what is the FCC supposed to be doing?
Yeah, it's like none of them do anything in the direction of being inside the Constitution and doing what the law says. They are all doing a political agenda. And, you know, it just hasn't been brought to bear yet, under control.
People aren't learning the Constitution, obviously, because the only reason we have the standard of living, and anybody listening and everybody looking around and all the people supporting communism today should look around, because you're not going to have that standard of living. That comes from freedom and our Constitution. Look at communist countries, Venezuela and Cuba. This is what you live in, a dirt hut, So, yeah.
It's just amazing, Steve, that this has been going on for a long time, but every single time somebody says like what you just said, their reaction is always, well, they didn't do it right. That's why the Soviet Union didn't work, and that's why Venezuela didn't work and Cuba didn't work, because they didn't do communism right, but we will.
Oh, well, Stalin did it right. He got rid of all of his enemies, you see. That's the way it's done.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's going to happen here maybe one day when we turn to socialism. Socialism is a really kind word for what, I think it is. It's Marxist, socialist.
It's tyranny,
really.
It is, yeah. But as we were talking about, what's happening with landlords and so forth, there is a real movement on to get rid of private property ownership of land, landlords owning, the rental properties. And
well, this Baltimore case you mentioned, what kind of idiot judges do we have around here? Yeah. Stupid thing?
I know. They come down with all this. Baltimore is going to have to spend like $30 million to move to build public housing inside these upscale neighborhoods. Not one of them has considered the fact that is going to destroy the property values there. That means that the people who own the property there will now lose their investment, and they may move somewhere else, whatever. But it's going to destroy the economy there, and more lives.
Destroy both sides. I don't see the poor people being benefiting by going to those communities either.
No, they're not. This is a pipe dream. I met with an official in the Virginia government who was in charge of these kinds of programs, and he sat there and said, well, I believe that these folks are living in neighborhoods where people are out there on the weekends washing their cars and getting up to go to work and on Monday morning and all that, that'll give them incentive to do that too. No, it doesn't. It takes a certain mindset, it takes a certain income, and where is that going to magically come from? Just because they're sitting in the middle of those neighborhoods,
slow the welfare down, and they'll get some incentive. You would think.
Yeah. They are. Here's the thing with the welfare program, and I don't want to talk about separating people and putting people down because they're on that, because some of them have absolutely no choice. The problem with the welfare program is that the minute you get on it, you have to give up all of your extra money and worldly goods and so forth. You aren't allowed to work. You aren't allowed to have this kind of thing. We used to call it support, and maybe you were a little bit short and you needed just a little extra to get through. Not anymore. Now, if you have a savings account, it's gone, and you're totally in there. And here's the other side of this. In these smart growth neighborhoods, as you've got your city councilmen and all these planning groups, the American Planning Association and the Sierra Club and all these guys sitting in the background deciding what's going to happen in the community, they look at a low-income or an ethnic neighborhood and say, well, we're going to do all these wonderful things to it. We're going to build these high-rises. We're going to bring new restaurants in. We're going to create a whole new thing right there. We're going to use eminent domain and take all that property. Well, guess what? There are people living in those neighborhoods who own property. There are people who have mom and pop shops and restaurants and laundries and whatever it could be. All
no
of a sudden the bulldozers come in, knock them all down. Where are those people going to go? They can't afford to live in what they built there, and those people who own those shops are gone now. They are forced onto the public housing.
Yeah, well, these are pretty disturbing things. Now, before we get too much farther, I want you to put out your website, because you're doing some things you're exposing these things, and you're having some successes on preserving some of these things and fighting against some of these things.
Yeah. Our website is AmericanPolicy.org, American Policy. And, you know, we have worked hard to try to provide people with tools and ideas on how to fight back these policies and history of them, who's behind it, that sort of thing. And we have a, you know, obviously have a little store on the thing. We have a booklet called Agenda 21 and How to Stop It. You can download it for free off of there if you like, or you can buy the booklet. We also have another booklet called Why Property Matters. And it'll tell you all these things about property rights and why it's so important. You can also download that for free if you like. And I've got a new book out called Sustainable, The War on Free Enterprise, Private Property, and Individuals. And I wrote it as a handbook for people to have all the background and their ideas in there, how to fight back. But it'll give you all the different programs we're facing, who's behind them, these NGO groups that are just flooding into every single community and how they operate. So it's all in the book, and it's right there on the website.
Well, I was always impressed from the first meeting with you on your work. So, yeah, you really have a lot of good stuff on your website. I encourage people to go there. And but these things you're talking about, this Minneapolis, Minnesota governor. I mean, what, you know? I'm looking at his. It's Tim Ward, Waltz.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's white, so he did all this. You know, I don't know why. I mean, just because. He feels like it's going to do some good, I guess. But, you know, there's so many stupid things going on. Did you hear that Miss America is no longer about the looks?
Yeah. Well, the reason that they're doing this, because this has popped up not only in Minneapolis and Baltimore, it's also in Chicago, and now the Speaker of the House of the Oregon legislature has now introduced legislation to stop housing, single-family zoning in cities of 10,000 or more. She says there's a housing crisis in there. Well, now Portland is the poster child for the smart growth programs, where they put that line around there. They went into the smart growth and the high rise, all that. They've destroyed single family housing in that city. Now she wants to do it in the rest of the state. And then she says, oh, there's a housing crisis. There's a housing crisis because government got involved in housing.
Right.
You know, you let the free enterprise system operate, you get rid of that artificial line that says you can't grow outside of that city, and you'll have housing. But, you know, they create the crisis, and then they've got to create a solution for the crisis, and that solution is more crisis.
It seems so obvious to me, and I'm not an economic expert, why can't people see this? You know, the key to shortage, housing shortage is more housing, not more regulation preventing housing.
Yeah. And what they do with these high-rise things, well, first of all, they start to, you know, up the density numbers, and they say, well, the single-family homes, we don't have room for them. We're going to need to put apartment buildings in there. Then those apartment buildings that are maybe four-story or something like that, or four apartments in them, aren't big enough. They need to go up. Eventually, the only place you have is to go up, and eventually you get as high as you can because the air will start to get thin if you go any higher. And so what's the solution there? Now they got to make the apartments smaller and smaller. This is their solution to this and their housing crisis.
Well, I think it's terrible. They were talking about, I mean, the density in New York City is pathetic to me. I mean, I don't see why it's so great over there. For at least for me, I live out in the country in the hills here. But I hear, I think you're the one that told me they want a density four times that of New York City is what these guys are looking for, whoever they are.
They have no choice if the population continues to grow, but they've restricted. See, they're restricting the growth of the communities because this environmental thing, open space, and you know, they want more and more and more open space. If you begin to look at the maps and what they're trying to do, there is massive amounts of this country where there is nothing going on there. They are focusing on rural communities and getting rid of them. They're putting farmers out of business. They're putting cattlemen out of business. They're taking their land and they're making it open space, and which is wilderness, or what they call rewilding. And you know, it's not, you know, there's no tax money coming from it, and so they have to raise the taxes in the cities, and they're herding people into these mega cities, but they have restricted the amount of room they have. Speaking in New York City, Mayor de Blasio, who's you know, just the most amazing guy, he said in an interview in New York Magazine several months ago, he said, "What's been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, who will get to live in it, and what the rent will
be." There's the music. I'm sorry I got to interrupt you again.
That's it.
We've got a break coming up. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Tom DeWeese, Director of American Policy Center. Stay tuned for more after this break.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. Not everyone understands that.
You don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
There's a very old joke about attorneys that goes like this. Question: how do you know when a lawyer is lying? Answer: his lips are moving. In the same way, regarding government use of television to deliver propaganda, we might ask this. Question: how do you know that something is not true? Answer: I saw it on television. Though it may not always have been so blatantly obvious, today it's clear that if you saw it or heard about it on television, it's designed to mislead and misinform you. History also shows that it is probably designed to harm you in some way. Major TV outlets are directed and controlled by the corporations that own them in partnership with the government that regulates them. It seems that their goal is to shape your opinions toward acceptance of their efforts to endanger you, impoverish you, or otherwise to harm you. For example, you may remember the major media's major push to scare you about swine flu. The hoax of a flu pandemic was manufactured into a scare in order to provide cover for the government's plan to dramatically increase its unconstitutional meddling in healthcare, something outside of its legal jurisdiction. Now, if you want to trust these people about Syria or Benghazi or Obamacare, be my guest. But first, watch their lips. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually...
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the side effects of using hormonal birth control? Look into a natural method of family planning that's 99% effective, environmentally green, and causes no risks to your health. For information on learning natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade back to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the Fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
I am Steve Epson, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You can call in with questions or comments from my guest. We're back with my guest, Tom DeWeese. He's the president of the American Policy Center. They try to expose the problems with Agenda 21 and help preserve property rights. And I kind of interrupted you during a de Blasio quote, so maybe we should redo that. That was very good.
Yeah, I'll read it again. It says, what's been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, who gets to live in it, and what the rent will be.
My God. That's horrible.
That's it. Well, follow that up with this one, and there's two quotes, that one and this one. In Nation Magazine, there was an article entitled, How to Get Rid of Your Landlord and Socialize American Housing in Three Easy Steps. And this is what it says in there. The true culprit is so deeply embedded in American notions of wealth, rights, and property that we cannot see it for the terrible economy policy it is. Private housing. Real estate as a store of private wealth is the rotten tree that sprouts these diseased branches, and the solution is to quit pruning the twigs and chop the sucker down.
Oh,
this
my God,
is what
it's completely opposite of the truth.
Absolutely. And Mayor de Blasio, who lives in the largest ghetto in the world called New York City, is right in sync with that. And, you know, he is doing everything he can to destroy any kind of property rights. And what they do is they begin to raise the taxes on the property and make all kinds of regulations on what kind of building materials they can use or on the energy use and things like that, making the costs skyrocket, and then they put in rent controls so that they say, well, this is just for the dignity of the people who live in the property, and we can't charge them all that money. What's the landlord who owns the property, who's got all these bills, supposed to do? What he does is he gets rid of the buildings. What happens is government takes over, and the goal here is government housing will be all housing, instead of private property. That's their goal.
Well, let's turn to a little more positive note. I mean, you had a recent victory. I mean, somewhat of a victory there on the EPA. So maybe we should talk about that a little bit, and also talk about what people can do. I mean, we need people with brains, like listening to this program, the smart people, start doing something, not just letting this happen. We've got to get out and do some things. Our enemies are out doing these things against us and taking away our ability. I mean, property rights is the very issue of freedom. I mean, the Constitution is useless. If you don't have a right to property, there's nothing worth working for. I mean, I just don't understand why anybody would even buy into that, but apparently a lot of them are. So,
yeah. Well, they're getting the government dole that helps them do it. First of all, this thing with the EPA, what has happened is President Trump last year tried to get rid of a very bad EPA program called Waters of the U.S., and this was an Obama program that basically said that anything, ditches, ponds, groundwater, and I know of a similar certain case out in the West where it only rains once a year and there's a mud puddle that appears every time it does, these things are being defined as navigable waterways and giving the government control of that. This goes along with a UN program on the Law of the Sea Treaty. So all the water that moves on into a stream, into a river, then moves into the ocean, well, that means the government can control all that. So this is a control over farmers trying to have grazing areas and you know, water for their livestock, communities that need water, homes that need water. All of this becomes controlled by the government, and this is one of the ways that they move people off of the rural areas.
You know,
by controlling
property
this.
Owners may one day stand up. I mean, you can't launch a stupid boat into a puddle. It's not a navigable water.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, and
this is moronic.
Of course, when he tried to roll this back, a federal judge came up and said, "No, no, no, you can't do that."
Of course,
and stopped him. So now what he's done is he has put up a new definition of what a navigable waterway is for EPA to use, and at the moment it is in one of these comment periods to begin to make the move. He's trying to get around that judge, and that's why we say it's a victory in the sense that he's still trying to do this. It isn't a victory that we have succeeded yet, but it's a victory that we're moving in the right direction.
You know, well,
which
still
is rare.
Good news.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. I'm having the most incredible time right now. We've had some victories, but I am being contacted and talking with fellow activists that I've worked with for years in lots of different ways. Some are lawyers, some are activists, some are involved in going to these international meetings, all kinds of things like that. Everyone knows we have an opportunity. Things have changed, and we're beginning to organize in a way we never have before. And over the month of February, there are several meetings that are going to take place with a lot of different activists and groups and so forth, working on new to fight back. And that's exciting stuff. We're getting some allies together.
Well, sounds great. The freedom movement's been a little, languishing under Obama, and it's starting to bounce back here.
Yeah. Well, as I've said too many, and when I do public speaking, I say our problem is we're too polite, and we are people who honor rules and regulations, honor government, so forth, and honor freedom of speech and freedom of ideas. The other side does not, and this is where we're beginning to find new ways to fight. And hopefully we're going to, find new ways to fund what we're doing so we can be more effective. But, it's what amazes me is it's coming from every direction. Everybody I talk to is telling me the exact same thing I've been thinking or I'm working with other people on. So it's an exciting thing.
Well, I want you to have, you got about 5 minutes left. I want to get your website out there again. And also you know, you had some things on your website to help people with, you know, maybe going to the county board of supervisors meetings and or city mm-hmm. council meetings and finding out some things that are going on and you know, help talk, you know, help fight against some of these things. So
yeah,
I mean that's one of the valuable things that you have, because people wonder what can I do? There's a lot of things you can do as a person.
Yeah, we do. As I said before, we have a couple of different booklets. Those are kind of the Cliff Notes version of all this, and Agenda 21 and How to Stop It and Why Property Rights Matter. And, you know, those are actually free to download off the page, or you can just buy the booklet itself and my book, Sustainable, The War on Free Enterprise, Private Property and Individuals. The website is AmericanPolicy.org. And we've got a huge archive of articles that I've written over the years on all these kinds of issues, and a lot of them cover what to do about it. The booklets have sections in them, you know, how to fight back, what to do about it. And, you know, we have a manual on there on Agenda 21 that really goes into some detail on it and lots of background, because it's important that people have the background and understand what they're talking about here before they even try to fight back. And what we try to explain to people is you can't do this by yourself. They'll just dismiss you. They'll just throw you out the door. But if you can organize with some neighbors and so forth, one of the things I tell audiences is, look at their plans. Every city has this comprehensive plan now. You can get a copy of that going down to City Hall or their websites and see what's in that plan. You may find there's a certain neighborhood that's you know, in the sites of the bulldozer, the eminent domain coming in. You can go down to that neighborhood and tell them, you know what the city's about to do to you? That would be a way to begin to build a movement and focus on that and put pressure on them that they need. The number one thing, the number one way to fight back is demand protection of private property rights. And in our things, we've got definitions of what that is. We've got a resolution on there on citizens' property rights that you can use to present to them and ask them to sign it, and various ways to do that.
No, I like your work. I mean, people have to learn a little bit about what Agenda 21 is, because when I first heard you explain it, you just made raise my blood pressure.
Yeah. Well, it does. So. I mean, when it came out and they said this is a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society, think about that. That doesn't just mean your property. It is our system of government. It is our national sovereignty. Why do we have all this going on with our border? Because this is part of it. You know, it's changing our system of government away from representative government and our free enterprise
Obama
system.
Fundamentally changed our system. That's what he wanted to do.
It was implementing Agenda 21. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'm encouraged by the meetings and stuff you're talking about. If I can be any help to that, keep me informed.
I will. We're going to start off and kind of lay down what we want to do, and then we're going to spread it, and we're going to, you know, bring more into it. But, we're excited about the prospect.
I think there's a ton of Americans want to do something. They're just frustrated as can be right now.
Yeah.
With this, I mean, it's lunacy, some of the stuff you hear from these people.
Yes, it is.
I think 30 years ago, you'd be committed for saying some of the things these people are saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, for years, Steve, they tried to hide what they were doing by using this innocent-sounding language, sustainable development, that kind of thing. And all of a sudden, they've gotten to a point of desperation that they are, saying exactly what they mean, and they have come out of the closet with this stuff, and they're coming straight at us with it. That's because they're arrogant, and they think they've finally gotten to the point we can't turn back this stuff. But the fact of the matter is, most of it is a house of cards. It can be blown over pretty easily if you have elected representatives in your cities and your counties and your states and, of course, Congress who begin to fight back. We need to put pressure on them and demand that they do this.
Well,
the trouble is,
I would think they're also equally ignorant along with a lot of Americans of what's
sure
really
they are.
Happening.
But they are being pressured by the other side, and we're not there. And that's what's got to change.
All right. AmericanPolicy.org. You all should visit it, because Tom does some good work here.
Thank you.
Are you doing any meetings out around? California or anywhere?
I'm not going to be in California anytime soon that I've got on the calendar, but I'm going to be in Colorado. I'm going to be in Minnesota next month, and going to be in Michigan soon, and Louisiana. I mean, it's just poor. I've never had so many invitations to speak. That's another exciting thing that's happening. So, yeah.
Well, we got maybe a minute here or two. Is there anything you'd like to say in final moments here?
Well, again, Agenda 21 is such a huge issue, and as I'm saying, it affects every aspect of our life, and people get discouraged on trying to fight back because they don't know which direction to go in. That's why we focus on private property. And if you can control and protect private property in your community, you can begin to rebuild freedom as a nation. And my book, Sustainable, goes into great detail on that. You can get it right on our website. And these are the tools we've created to help you do that.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And for anybody having an income tax problem, also remember to go to freeenterprisesociety.com or truth-attack.com. I mean, the government is violating the Constitution every way that I have looked at it. But this is the end of our program. Thanks, Tom, for joining us. It was a great program.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Hope to talk to you soon. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Good night.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart to heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart to heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad.
If it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart to heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Subversion. Just based on current facts before us, our nation's political leaders in elected office and both major parties have embraced policies and legislation subversive to our American form of law and government. Therefore, I think it profitable to visit the wisdom of our founding fathers regarding this kind of behavior. Samuel Adams, regarding spreading the wealth around and centralized control of the economy, said these ideas are, quote, as visionary and impractical as those which vest all property in the crown. They are arbitrary, despotic, and in our form of government, unconstitutional, unquote. These charges could be aimed directly at our president and Congress today. Thomas Jefferson wrote of a central government so strong that it borders on monarchy, these men have no right to office. If a monarchist be in office anywhere, and it be known to the president, the oath he has taken to support the Constitution imperiously requires the instantaneous dismission of such officer, and I hold the president criminal if he permitted such to remain. To appoint a monarchist to conduct the affairs of a republic is like appointing an atheist to the priesthood. Unquote. The situation in America today is socialism for we the people and a political class who think they're monarchs rather than our agents. Congressmen openly insulting citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to redress. Congressmen taxing future generations without their consent. Presidents and judges approving of all this with their silence. These will be our defining years in the eyes of our children and grandchildren, but if we do nothing, we will come to nothing. We need Americans in great numbers to join us.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
Any way that you kill somebody when they're innocent and defenseless is detestable.
My biological mother was 7.5 months pregnant when she had a saline abortion, which was meant to burn me both inside and out. And the doctors have also said that I should be blind and all of these horrendous things. Praise the Lord, the abortionist was not on duty the moment that I came into the world. Praise the Lord, the abortionist was not on duty the moment that I came into the world. I was actually delivered in an abortion clinic. Had he been there at the time, he could have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. But a nurse called an ambulance and had me transferred to a hospital. Had he been there at the time, he could have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. So then I was placed in the incubator, weighing 2 pounds, and they said I would die. And yet I just kept on living.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.